Blog Talk Radio.
Unmuted. I'm Elder Rakar Shiar of the Gathered of Christ Church here live, and we're here to take calls. As I bring you in, give us your name and location. Officer REI.
Yeah, Shalom, good evening, Elder. How you doing this evening? I'm out in the Vegas area.
Bless you, sir. Good to hear from you.
Likewise. Enjoying the broadcast, and I just had two comments. I was tuning in and listening, and the video you just showed, the last one about the men that they're accepting in that are of military age and then offering them citizenship, that is a fact. And as you know, I myself, I'm from South America, Guyana. Now, I came out here, young, but that is how I actually got my citizenship. Upon graduation of high school, that's what they offered me when I enrolled to serve. And so when I was deployed in Iraq in 2005, my chief warrant officer put me up on the proceedings or whatnot, and that's basically how I got my citizenship. So I know that that is a fact, and the fact that they're outright doing that at that rate on the borders too, that does not surprise me, because I know for a fact they're not meeting quota. Know that also. So that is 100% accurate.
But what do you think that means for us? But go on, finish your thought first. But go on.
The question that you're asking is valid, because I was going to actually ask you a question concerning the Guyana and Venezuela. Have you been monitoring or seeing that? Because that's also something that's interesting. Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah, but what say you on it? What say you?
On what they're doing on the border here or in Guyana?
Guyana and Venezuela. You asked me where. Yeah, I've been up on them opening up the borders for Venezuelans, whatever, under the guise of asylum seekers. And when the mayor of New York began to push back, Adams, all of a sudden some sexual improprieties are coming out of the woodworks to smear his character. So it seems as if they're hell-bent, no pun intended, they're hell-bent on this migration thing, as if it's a necessity for the continuation of America.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Because
but go on.
So you had mentioned, what does that mean for us? The truth is out there at such a rate that the people are waking up, and they're not going to let the people in out. So they're going to let the ignorant in and seal them in with exactly what they're doing. And at the same token, on the outside, you have a place like Guyana, for instance, because I was back there when you had called me. I was back there 2015-16, and I'd seen what was going on. Because they were getting out the president at the time. They were in the process of getting him out so they can put the current president in that would give Exxon and the United States access to the resources, mainly and chiefly the oil, which is in the land area in the dispute. That's why Venezuela is now encroaching. And about 2 years ago, I had this conversation with Elder Omar a couple months back, but about 2 years ago, I got a video showing the new map under the guise of the new outbreak that they're trumming up for 2025.
You're talking about like there's some information you heard of in Guyana concerning, because I've been hearing some of these pundits out there saying that to look out for a new disease that might be coming in the future in 2025. I heard some of the people from the WHO and others get on broadcast and say something is big coming that will make, the other virus pale in comparison. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, Elder, and I have the video proof. Now, I want to share this because it's very important. Yeah. I have a brother who's ex-military also. He studied maps, so did I. We did some work back in the day. And when he got a hold of the video, he sent it to me because he's like, this looks eerie. So when he sent it to me now, while I was in school in Guyana, they had a thing where they used to make us draw the map. And I have to give you this to make the point. We used to draw the map freestyle, the lines, everything. So when he sent me the video and I immediately looked at the geography, I realized that's no longer Guyana. And the landmass was actually renamed in Spanish. But the geography and all the surrounding maps, Venezuela, Suriname, it was so-called Latin America. That's the political correct term, Latin America. So in this new projected map for 2025, when the outbreak hits, Guyana is
But this is hypothetical, right? Hypothetical that if what you're seeing is true, that the landscape is going to look a lot different. And based on them moving people around right now, you understand that what you've seen years ago could be more than a possibility where they're just, you know, changing the people.
Absolutely,
right?
Elder.
And where they're changing the people at in particular, right? I'm just trying to, you know, be careful keeping this thing, you know, within the parameters of the guidelines here. The places that they're actually switching the people out, they're targeting where the people are actually black people or from the lost tribes of Israel who are predominantly the Negroid.
Yes, sir.
Interesting.
Very. And here's another interesting aspect. Guyana Defense Force is only 4,600 soldiers strong. The Venezuelan military is over 100,000. And now, back in, I think, between 2015 to 2016, when they wanted to put a U.S. base in Guyana, and the president at the current time said no, they pulled back. Now with what is going on, and if you remember, Maduro took over the presidency in Venezuela. Allegedly, he was backed by forces here. Now Guyana has to ask the U.S. to come in and help with Venezuela being on the borders. They're surrounded right now. And Venezuela is not listening to nothing the ICJ, that's the International Court of Justice, is saying concerning Guyana and the borders. So,
well, brother, me and you have to talk. You and I are going to have to talk. So I want to be able to
give me a call.
I have your number. I'm going to give you a call. We have to talk, my brother. Good stuff. Thank you.
All right.
Hey, I tell you what, man, our people are on it. That's one thing I can say. Those that are in the loop, been following this church. This brother has been operating with the church since 2015 from Guyana and others. A matter of fact, I believe that's the brother who called in one day and he told me that he was learning under the Gathering of Christ Church in Guyana. I was still over Europe at this time. We went into the Middle East teaching there. We went into different parts of Europe. And then we was on a broadcast where I, through the Spirit of the Most High, helped convert Gaja and a great work that was done there at Peace FM. And I spoke to the brother, and the brother said he was speaking to some Jewish people who were in Guyana, and he was giving out flyers. And these Jewish teachers looked like they were more so Hasidic Jews, was saying, oh, Rakash Yar, when they seen the Gathering of Christ Church over in Guyana. Oh, you with Rakash Yar. Now, I don't know these people. And the brother said, well, yeah, Gathering of Christ Church. He says, ha, tell Rakash Yar to come to Israel. We're waiting for him. No. I'll come to Israel when my Messiah comes. And with him leading us, the whole earth better beware. Okay. Tell everybody, God, they come to Israel. I'm good. I'm a servant of Christ. 330 area code. I believe he gave me that testimony that they knew us What we were doing over on Peace FM was resonating all over the world. And this was at a time we were told by even other Israelite groups that we shouldn't be anywhere, right? While we were traveling the whole world, setting up churches and everything. And now, it's good. Other people are now seeking to set up churches and go to Africa and all these others, and it's all good. But don't forget, these were the same people that told us that it was wrong that we were doing it, okay? Gloria has a comment. 330 Erica.
Shalom, Elder. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm blessed by the best. How are you?
I'm doing well. This is Sister Gianna from the Cleveland Body.
talk to me. How are you? Talk to me.
Good. How are you? I had just wanted to come on because something that you had said earlier piqued my ears. When I was like, oh, I haven't called in a few weeks. So I can't have people yelling at me about pretending to be Sunshine in the chat.
Oh, yeah, you do sound like Sunshine sometimes, but go on.
But I had just wanted to say, you had mentioned about people being still being ensnared by the mainstream Christian church, even though people are starting to wake up and they're not pretending that they don't know who we are anymore. And I had just been thinking about how I've been actually seeing more people going into the Christian church, and I don't know if it's because they're looking for what we have in our church, but I've just been seeing a lot more people going back to their churches, home, and that got me to thinking. I was like, well, people must know something is wrong, something is happening, because why is all of a sudden people, like, at least young people, I've seen a lot of young people on my social media, like, pouring back into churches, and that's more young people that I've seen going back to church probably in the last 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, I really believe, sister, that, I mean, you have to realize our people are spiritually connected, and something is going on, and I believe even the youth and the brothers and sisters out there are searching for answers. And you know what? It's like this. They know. They may not be able to put their finger on it, but they know something is spiritually wrong that's going on, that's attacking them. But yet they cannot actually identify where it's coming from. And also, we're living in the calm before the storm. I believe most people out there who believe in the Most High know that something is about to happen. And usually what happens, our people go seeking for answers. Okay, and yeah. And I think, you know, that's a good thing. Not that I agree with everything these churches are talking about, but that's a step. And if it wasn't for that step, I don't know if I would be here teaching the word, understanding I'm an Israelite. All in all, if Christ is sending you into that church and they're giving you that Bible, that's your map. It's what you do with it and get navigated through it with that book that leads us to where we are now. So even though we have a problem with the false theology within the Christian church, we cannot deny the majority of us found Christ right there. When I say find Christ, it was deeper than the building itself. We went there searching for something, and at that time, what we needed was there. It was Christ guiding us from that point to this point. And I'm going to tell you, sis, the Christian church, I believe, after the so-called pandemic or during the pandemic, I believe that was the first steps in the destruction of the black church. It was over. The first step was really, no, that was the second step. The first step was the mega churches who took out the financially affluent and educated within our community and took them out as what? These would have been what? The role models for the generations within the community churches. So they took those out first. That was the first foot to drop on the black church. And the second one was when the virus hit. not too many people who are churchgoers, where they, churchgoers, sister, I'm going to tell you this right now, live through that. Right? For whatever reason. And now, in order for these churches to actually thrive now, they're going to have to go with any government initiatives put place before them in order to keep the doors open. So a lot of these churches are going to be used for refuge for the asylum seekers and all these others we've been talking about. These churches will be become, they will become bases, a quasi-military base utilized by clandestine governments within our communities. That's what they'll become. But for the people who are in the churches right now seeking some level of truth, I believe a lot of those brothers and sisters will be guided to where we are right now. They're taking their first step, and eventually when they find out we're Israel, it'll all make sense, and what, and the Most High gathers the elect to the elect. You have the last word.
God, I hear you, Brother, because that was something that really intrigued me when I was seeing it, and then now you shedding light on it, that made it a lot easier to understand, because I was like, dang, like what is going on? Because it really makes you think about the times that we're in, that people who were not really into going to church like that have that spiritual, like, that I don't want to say sixth sense, but like that feeling that they need to go home, that they need to go back.
Yeah.
And then they eventually, and if it be the Most High's will, that eventually they find that home with us and really get that true understanding and are able to be baptized and be alongside us and endure to be saved at the end of all this.
Listen. I think it would be seriously shocking if brothers and sisters understood the number of people who are coming into this truth, not just our people, all people, Gentiles and all that, on a regular basis through the works of this church. Okay, I'm going to tell you, it's something different.
It's amazing to witness. To be able to see it all.
And I'm humbled to be a part of it. Thank you, sister.
Keep that
spirit up. Keep that humble spirit up. That humility. It's going to take you a long way. Bless you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Shalom.
All right. Shalom. Cora, 357. Oh, yeah. Gaja, Elder Gaja was in... He was in Canada. I wonder if he's still in Canada. If you're still in Canada, Gaja, you can call in. My Skype is up. You can call in, Gaja. Cora, how are you? Okay, Shalom. Give me your question first, Cora, then your comment. Okay. What is your question?
Okay, well they're kind of both together. But the fact that you mentioned that what they're planning is by bringing in this foreign military is planning for us to riot, and then they have the military to come on to us. And then my thing is, should we not, you know, thwart that plan and just ease up on out of here? I know you're
I don't know if you noticed, and it's okay, you can do it again with the next call. Do you notice that you ask the same question every week?
Yeah. Well, no, not anyways, but I mean, I know you told us not to go into Africa that right now is everything, but maybe some other foreign country. I was just thinking maybe we should leave them to their
advice. Sister, what they're doing here in America was done in every other country, the majority of every other country first.
I see.
So the best advice I have for brothers and sisters is to link in with the body.
Okay.
It's time.
So I'm already.
And don't forget, sister, and I'm going to say it again. Christ even said, when you're persecuted in one city, flee into the next city. Now, we're not going into some place blindly. The majority of the places our people were able to flee to before before 70 AD, before the before they locked Jerusalem down,
mm-hmm.
were the places the disciples established churches.
Okay.
Places that were already ground was broken. Well, you're not operating blindly trying to link into some people. And I'm telling you, sister, I keep telling you because there's a lot of grifters out there, a lot of people who's using the flea con that's out there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Their whole ministry is so that you can help keep them afloat with them scaring you concerning fleeing to a certain place. Okay, we've already established churches all over the place. And when you're persecuted, this place is where we've established churches. And when the persecution come there, they're going to have to leave where they are and go someplace else. So what I would suggest for you, just to be careful not to go before the shepherds. The Bible says, I will send you out as he goes before the flock. You go out to these places and you link in with these people and they will rob you. You got people online and all the time, Ahaya, the name of Yeshayah, Babylon, come the way I am and I got the holy mountain. And you got these people sitting there for 5 minutes with a video on. They'll walk down the street trying to find out where they want to get some money from and find a guy with a goat. And they will put the video on saying, look, we got goats. That's what's going on there.
Okay.
Just stay linked in with the elders and be directed. Get your house in order. That's all you have to worry about, getting your house in order.
Okay.
Okay. That's, you got a lot of grip. I'm going to tell you, and I said it before. There were some other people who didn't listen. And when there was this family, they started calling themselves what that God family nation, trying to get themselves some attention through our church, and linked in with a sister in Jersey, who end up going out there and went into some place, and we told them don't go there, and now she came back in regret and is like, listen, sis, all due respect, we'll pray for you, but we don't know what you've attached yourself to. And you can follow us online, but we're not going to have our people suffering through something you may have attached yourself to. So,
okay.
Sister, the whole deal is we were the first ones who said we have to go into different countries. So if we thought that it was time to leave right now permanently, you would know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Now, do you have any churches in any Spanish, French-speaking countries right now, like Mexico or Spain or France?
Yes, we do.
Oh, okay.
Yes, we do.
Oh, okay.
So if you're looking to live someplace else, whatever the case is, and you're already baptized in the church, you can let us know or let the bishop know that you're under. And
mm-hmm.
that connection could be made. So at least if you go into another country, you'll be welcomed by a church member. Okay?
Okay.
There you go. All right. Tawad. All right. Shalom. 816 area code.
Shalom, Elder.
Shalom, your name and location.
Sister Tamar, Kansas City, Missouri.
Blessed. How are you?
The highest.
Oh, yeah. Talk to us, sister.
So I guess, first of all, I just wanted to give you some credit and honor for Fantastic Academy. This would be my 30th consecutive Academy.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, sister.
Yes, sir. So I joined the Academy when I first came into the body. And
let me ask you, what stood out this academy? You've been in 30.
Oh my goodness!
What stood out?
You brought the heat. You brought all new books, information, insights, never before seen, never before heard. I mean, the stuff you dropped this past week, I was like, whoa. Yeah, those.
Well, you're talking about the British monarchy, the fact that they know the true bloodline of Christ through Moses, I mean, through Joseph and Mary and all that, link it directly to the British throne.
Yeah, that was amazing. Yeah. I mean, you connected all the you connected those dots, hit them over the head with that one.
All praises. Okay.
All praises.
Thank you. Thank you for your support. And 30, there's something we have to do for you. 30, we gotta work out something for you. I'm going to find out something we can give you, sister, for your support. But go on. What say you? The floor is yours.
Yeah, it'll help because I just lost my job last week. So if you can help sponsor at least half of my academy, I'm just going to have to trust Most High for the other half.
Okay, hold on. You did 30 academies. I got to work something out with you here. 1 second. Let me write your number down.
Oh, thank you for the consideration. Thank you so much.
What type of job? How did you lose your job? What happened? You don't mind me asking.
They call it workforce reduction. They went through, I work in telecom, and so they went through 3 rounds of layoffs, and so I got caught in the third one.
Okay, of course, they're going to give you a little unemployment or something temporarily, right?
Well, the enemy is busy, but I know the Most High is busier. They reported my wages to the wrong state, and I'm telling you, I'm literally fighting with principalities to get that.
Okay, let me get your name again, sister. Let me get your name again.
Sister Tamar, Kansas City, Missouri.
Tamar?
Yeah, that's just my Hebrew name.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to make sure I get your number to the administration to make sure you don't miss this academy, okay? I'm going to look out for you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Yes, sir.
You're welcome. All right. Thank you.
So I wanted to just bring to your awareness while we were in the academy, I get different YouTube announcements. And I noticed I just saw an announcement on the channel that I watched called Redacted. They do kind of news and current events. He's an Edomite, but he does real good, commentary. Anyway, he said that the House just passed a law where I guess they're considering where if you are anti-Zionist, that is considered anti-Semitism now. So I find it
Well, I'm listening.
No, I was just saying, it's funny how every race and ethnicity has protections called law. When are they going to have an anti-Israelite or anti-African-American bill?
Yeah, we're still waiting for the anti-black hate crime bill.
Right.
Where you cannot, not only can you not say anything offensive against us, but you cannot promote through your media anything negative when it comes to how you portray us. Okay? So, I mean, what if this everyone else gets an opportunity to be protected outside of the people who've suffered the most?
That seems like how they're trying to set it up. They're not trying, they're doing it.
See, but I still say, instead of me, I don't have to talk about anybody direct. Even when I speak of it in passing, I make sure that I use a disclaimer or I say straight out that they have the right to believe anything they want to believe. And neither will I disagree with them having the right to do so. But this is what God says when it comes to who we are and what belongs to our people. And I think the more they do things like this, right, the more they do things, ignore us while destroying us, I'm speaking of the political structure in of itself, the more it forces our people to get on cold with one another. So in that, it's a good thing. Because, hey, everyone else is for their people. It's time for us to say, well, okay, I'm just following suit now. So the more they continue to show their horns and do all this other stuff, the more it's really believe it or not, bringing credibility to everything we've been talking about according to the Bible concerning who we are and who these others may be. Okay?
Con. And so while they're doing all of these little backdoor political maneuvering, you notice how they got surviving P. Diddy and surviving Jamie Foxx. You know, those are the latest. And so they're making Israelite men the face of, you know.
And see, why do you think they're doing that? The reason why the powers that be are behind opening these so-called scenarios up to attack these people with much wealth,
mm-hmm.
you have to understand eventually where that wealth will go to. So if they can get some woman out of anywhere that was a groupie someplace who's broke and having an issue and all that, think about it. That person who's getting that money, that lawyer, no matter what that lawyer's persuasion or religion, may get 30 or 40% of that cut. And all that money that those men work for will go right to the people who are aimed towards destroying our people. That's the game.
I
have to get to the next call, though, sister. I got to get to the next call, all right?
Thank you.
I am going to reach out to you to make sure that you'll be able to be a part of the academy, okay?
Okay, thank you, and Sawada.
Thank you, sister. Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right, again, DeBar. Yeah. So you have to realize what the game is. Well, let's open up a statute of limitation. Let's make a I'm an Edomite and I say so law to where we can just open up. Let's go back to 1983, okay, when they had big boom boxes outside in the schoolyard, and see if we can dig up some woman somewhere who's kicking 50 to 60 to say that someone violated it, okay? The lawyer put it all together and say, well, okay, don't worry about it. We'll get you what? We'll get you a few million, but don't forget our cut. It's deep how we sit here and allow them to make our men that has upward financial mobility the face of rape in SA, sexually assaulting. That's deep. I'm going to tell you. And I'm going to tell you, and listen, I'm looking at it to see how, let me tell you, last year I was driving in a car with Shapat, Elder Shapat, and I seen all these P. Diddy hit pieces that were just coming out. Could he be connected to, this guy is saying this and this girl is saying this, and then could he be connected to the death of Tupac? And I looked right at Shapat and I said, you know what? They coming after. Everything was a question mark in all this. Just putting out speculation and innuendos. Remember that lawyer?
Yep.
And I said, you know what? They coming after him. But they got to sear that in the consciousness of the people first. Right? And it's not that I agree or disagree with whatever he was doing in the business. But I need you to see the clear difference between our people and their people. I look at what Jaguar Wright is saying right now. She from Philadelphia. Okay, I know some producers who work with her. And it doesn't matter whether or not she's correct or incorrect. Check out how they allow her to just go out and just blabber all over the place concerning her scenarios with P. Diddy and others.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I'm not going to say she's right or wrong. I need someone to give me a Chinese example of a Chinese woman doing that to their people. Or a Jewish woman doing that to their people publicly, regularly. Okay? Where do you think P. Diddy learned all this from? Do you think he weren't amongst other ethnicities who does this on a regular? But where is their woman coming out co-signing the negative that happens amongst their people? But you know why? You know why they allow it? Because they know demonization comes before destruction. And they need one of our people to co-sign. And this is what they do. Like puppets in the back of our people, through proxy, destroy us through our own people. Okay? So I'm not, listen, I know what goes on in the business and all that. So I'm not saying everything that they're saying isn't true. But man, you can go behind closed doors amongst any of these ethnicities that's dealing with in the business who are doing what he did and worse right now.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's the disingenuous part. The disingenuous part is to make it seem like all of this began with and ends with P. Diddy.
Exactly.
As if he's the architect.
Oh, you think the record companies didn't know that if it alleged, if what they said is true and what Cassie reported, you think they didn't know about what happens when artists come for their royalties and a so-called producer, you think they didn't know a producer is threatening and blowing up stuff and hanging people over balconies? You think the record companies know nothing at all about any of this?
Mm-hmm. Right.
When all of these people with that status, you cannot operate with all that money and status without handlers who are around at all times. Okay. And if they can do all these things, you know, without any recourse, they'll begin to believe they're above the law because they're handlers. Anything they do, they're handlers, is cleaning it up or spinning it for the sake of their own financial gain. So you start to believe you are above the law, but that's the business. So my issue with all of this is it's not apples and apples. It's apples and oranges. What applies for us doesn't apply for anyone else. And at any time they want to take one of our people down, whether it is right or wrong, they'll always find someone amongst our people to help. And that's the disheartening part of this. Because why? Regardless of what P. Diddy did, everything he worked for belongs to his children. See? And what they're not going to tell you in all of this is how much money they're going to do to destroy his name and legacy so P. Diddy's children have nothing. How is it a lawyer who came out of nowhere who had nothing to do with the blood, sweat, and tears that happened when Puff Daddy did whatever he did to make that record company come out of nowhere at the end of P. Diddy's career and life and take 30 to 40% of his money and had nothing to do with P. Diddy? To only have his children be raised off of what that black man earned. I need y'all to think about that for a second. That's the disheartening part, that they cannot do this unless there's somebody amongst our people who are willing, for their selfish reason, to start talking just to get a little shine or recognition you didn't get during your career. And that's disheartening. And the other nations don't allow that. Okay? That's an unspoken rule. You can't do that amongst their people like that. Okay? Without being what? Without being X'd out altogether. You can't do that amongst them. They don't allow that. So I'm not even talking about, everybody talking about P. Diddy and Cassie. I'm like, boy, these people are sheep. These are the same people who just parrot and believe anything the news is feeding them. The same way when they were dealing with the R. Kelly thing. Everybody started just parroting everything they was hearing in the media. I'm like, you think this is about R. Kelly? This is about Puff Daddy? This is about those, remember when they announced him being a billionaire, using him as leverage against Kanye West and Kyrie Irving? Remember? Out of nowhere, they said, one day they said what? Kanye isn't a billionaire today. And the next day, right. P. Diddy is a billionaire.
Right.
Trying to leverage them off against each other. And I said, listen, if y'all will understand that it's not about any of these men, it's about how are we going to get to this bag that these people have earned with their own, with blood, sweat, and tears. How can we take this bag away from them before their children get it? Y'all don't understand what it is. How can we take this bag before it gets to their children? Because these men have acquired generational wealth that now, with the truth of the matter, it can no longer be hit with Israelites. Even the stars out there are saying we're Israelites now. Even those who are on their side, their puppets know we're Israelites now. Now imagine that money going to those puppets' children when the truth can no longer be hit that we're Israel. See? They're not going to chance that. They're not seeking the chance. Generational wealth going to a people who predominantly believe now that they're the children of Israel. They're not going for that. They don't care about P. Diddy. They don't care about R. Kelly. They care about where that money's going and how it can be utilized to help a people that have always been targeted, the children of Israel. Y'all better wake up, man. 317 area code.
How you doing, Conrad?
How you doing, sir? Who this?
Yahtep.
Yahtep wants to sing a song.
Oh yeah, yes, sir. I had, but not only that though. I wanted to give a shout out to Elder Ramon. You know what I'm saying? Because he was very helpful, and you know what I'm saying. I just want to give him a shout out because you know what I'm saying. He was helpful. You know what I'm saying? He heard because I pretty much told him what I was gonna tell you.
What's that?
And then I said, well, damn, well, I said, well, you were so helpful. I said, well, can I bless the mic?
Okay, you can bless the mic, but I tell you what,
I was trying to tell him to screen my call, and I was trying to tell him to let me wrap it for you so you could screen it, so you could know what I'm gonna say before I get on there. So, but I'm telling you, I ain't coming crazy.
I hope not. But I'm gonna let you bless the mic, right? But
yes, sir.
You got 1 minute. Shoot.
Maybe you can do a collab. Well, you know,
okay,
we'll talk about that. Hey, you know what I'm saying? I have to charge it. Here it goes. I'm just playing. Here it goes. Thought I'd let you know that they won't let you go. Pursue the truth in me, and I can set you free. Thought I'd let you know they don't possess your soul. Your freedom, what you seek, and I possess the key. Thought I'd let you know that they won't let you go. Pursue the truth in me, and I can set you free. Thought I'd let you know they don't possess your soul or your freedom, what you see. And I possess the key. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Yahweh, I pray. Through the name of Yeshua, Salah, I call his name out when I pray to God. Life is a battle inflicting with scars, but it's an honor, a down for the cause. If you don't know Yah, then you must be lost. Time to wake up and then pass up a term. In the last days, the battle is grave, no longer asleep. He called me by name. They want to be thuggish to modern day slave. I look to my people for someone to blame, but only show love, but understand pain. I was the same, mentally changed. Say to the demons inflicted me pain, but that was my fate till I heard him say, thought I'd let you know that they won't let you go. Pursue the truth in me, and I can set you free.
Okay, my brother. I got the hook.
They don't possess your soul.
Really, yes, you got something. You got something nice there.
Yes, sir. You say what?
You got something nice there. Believe it or not, you put that out there. There's going to be many people that's going to be throwing. They're going to put some tracks behind that. You're going to hear that out there. But congratulations, brother. You have that's a great song, man. The message. But his name is Yeshaya. His name is Yeshaya. His name is Yeshaya, okay? Just fix that and we in there. My blessings. Bless you.
Love.
For the children of Israel have time. They have talent, don't they? Yeah, nothing but love.
Mm-hmm.
Next call, that brother got talent. I mean, because he was, I don't know if he's using an ink pen or what. He was bringing that groove to it. I'm going to tell you, I see brothers, boy, what brothers can do with a bucket. It's just impossible. Yeah, you don't need drugs. All right. 510 area code. Kendall has a question.
Elder.
How are you, Kendall?
I'm well. It's so good to speak with you. I actually have two things I wanted to ask you. The first thing is I was baptized over a year ago, but it wasn't in the same body as you all. And my mother, she was baptized with you all. And she's telling me, like, you got to get right because you have to be baptized under the right thing. And so I want to make sure that I'm baptized correctly because I want to be covered under Yeshua, not under the false doctrine that I had grew up under. And even though I have an understanding of what you guys are speaking about, and I'm following you now, I want to make sure that I'm baptized and that it's going to be honorable so that I'm not pushed away or turned away.
Well, sister, I'm sure when you was baptized in the name of Christ, you had the full intent or the understanding of your forgiveness of sins. What you're saying is, were you under another group that were following Yeshua or something?
Well, I got baptized under the name of Jesus Christ. It wasn't under the name of the Son and the Father and the Holy Ghost or anything like that. I was baptized under Jesus Christ.
Oh, in a Christian church. You want to get that, and you want to get baptized in the ancient holy name of Christ, Yeshua. Okay, we can help you with that.
Yes.
Where are you?
Okay.
Where are you?
Well, I live in Georgia right now.
Okay.
But I'm from California, so I can fly to California if I have to.
Oh, no. What part of Georgia?
I'm near Atlanta, like 20 minutes outside of Atlanta.
Okay. Well, we have a church there. Let me do this. We have a church there. So we have Bishop Baruch.
Okay.
Hold on real quick. Let's see. There he is, Georgia. And let me have your name again.
Kendall. Yes.
Okay, Kendall needs baptism. Kendall needs baptism. I want to let you know.
It was pretty catchy.
Oh yeah, he got me. I'm gonna be at night waking up.
While you're checking that, I have another quick question for you. Just 2 seconds.
Yeah, go on.
I live in Atlanta, and there is so much. Like, to me, this is a modern Sodom and Gomorrah because I've been studying like the days of Noah and what was going on there. And I'm a single mother of two, and I just don't feel like this is the place. My spirit doesn't mesh well here with a lot of the doctrine and all of the things that they're pushing in this state.
Can I flee from here? I'm saying, but see, let's take one step at a time, right?
Okay.
I believe that when you get with the church, the direction on what you would need for your family would become absolutely clear, right? Okay. So, listen, yes, Sodom, they didn't give the Sodomites the proverbial wheel. They're running this thing all the way into hell. So there's nowhere you're going to go to escape the spirit of Sodom that's operating over the earth. Okay, they've come from behind the shadows. But all in all, you get your soul together and spirit together amongst the body there. And the clear path for your particular calling in the ministry. See, that's where it starts. And then you will realize this is what the Most High need me to do. All right? So let's not put the car before the horse. None of us, we're all strangers in this wilderness who seek Zion. So don't operate anxious. or operate strictly off of fear or anxiety. Only operate within the parameters you can control and have peace there. Okay? That's the point. All right? Okay. So, it tell you in the book, it tell you in the prophets that it can be as if you flee from a lion and run into a bear. Right?
Yeah.
You try to escape one danger and realize that guess what? That danger wasn't as bad as what I chose in fear. So when you don't know how to when you don't know what to do, it's best to do nothing.
Stay
do
still.
What you can control.
Okay.
Pray, stay
okay.
still, read your Bible and get your house in order. Your children, make sure they follow the commandments of God. Okay? Link in with the church, get baptized, and I'm sure the direction, the Holy Spirit will resonate in your temple and let you understand what the next phase in this work is for your life.
Okay?
Okay?
Yes.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You'll
and
be
welcome.
Blessed to stay
welcome.
Highly favored.
Thank you. Welcome
okay,
to
bye.
The Truth System. Bless you.
Thank you.
Right.
Bye.
All right. Who we have here? Judah John. Hi, Judah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Judah John from New Jersey. Shalom, my elder.
Shalom,
blessed
my brother.
Love.
How are you?
I am blessed by the best. Amen.
Great.
Just a quick comment just for... I'm from Jersey. You're supposed to be coming down to Jersey and see our new facility.
Absolutely.
We got a new facility. Praise the Most High.
I'll be coming soon. I will be.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Just a quick comment. On the subject of the international things that are going on, the you know, of course, you know, this Palestine-Israel thing, whatever. But my thing is, we don't have no dog in that fight. Let us focus on the Most High, get ourselves right, because things are coming down pipe now. They're coming down the pipe. And,
I agree.
You know, prophecies being fulfilled. I mean, it's right in our face. And so my thing is just like, you know what? Get your household right. Get yourself right. And the Most High will put the hedge around you once you're right. And so
absolutely.
We don't really have to worry. Yeah, we don't really have to worry about too much what, you know, Amalek is doing or Ammon and, you know, the Palestinians. We don't have to worry about that. Because the Most High is
okay. Now, when you say don't have to worry about that, what do you mean in particular when you say we don't have to worry about that?
I mean, yes, we should be informed
of
what's going on. But as far as our faith goes, we shouldn't be, like, worried.
Exactly. I can agree with that. See, and the reason why I ask you the question, the reason I ask you the question is because the Bible tells us that before Christ returns, that man of sin must be revealed. And for years, we were taught by the enemy that man of sin is some boogeyman called the Antichrist that will never come into existence. So the reason why we have to identify that man from a geopolitical standpoint, according to Christ, is so that we'll understand to trust in the Almighty and not trust into the theology of the deceivers who put in a doctrine that they could actually operate in plain sight without being identified as the enemies of Christ. So it's important for true believers, to understand there is no Antichrist. There's many Antichrists. The Antichrist will be operating from a political governmental structure. And that Antichrist was operating since the time of Christ and Paul. Even Paul himself said the mystery of iniquity doeth already work. So while they got everyone looking for a boogeyman, hold up, is Trump the Antichrist? Is Bush the Antichrist? I've been hearing this since I was in cloth diapers with them putting out another person who could be an Antichrist. So the whole point is not to be afraid and fearful, but more so to be knowledgeable concerning who the Bible is pointing to as the Antichrist people. Some people have gotten confused and say that it's all white people. That's wrong, too. No, see, here's my issue with the white thing.
Right.
My issue, and this is why the man of sin have to be revealed, because they can hide themselves amongst other ethnicities, including those who look like them, too. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they can become someone different. They can become, they can work with the dominant society to oppress and become something different when it's convenient for them, politically and otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why the Bible had to reveal them, and that's why Christ pointed out Pergamum, the gate, the city where Satan was sitting, where they would launch their political agendas for the end of the world. Right? So that's all that is.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Time.
Hey, brother, do me a favor. Get a battery, 9-volt, and change. I think I asked you that before. Change that smoke detector. God have mercy.
You ain't the only one that has said that. I put a battery in there, and it's still going off. I'm like,
brother,
hey,
listen,
what's wrong with this thing?
I don't know. See, it's probably, you probably don't even hear it at this point. Man, I would have been myself.
I really don't hear it, but everybody, when I'm online, they hear it. And so I'm like, all right, I'm going to get a brand new battery.
I'll tell you what, don't just get a battery. Get another smoke detector. I will buy it. I'll pay you for it, okay? Get a smoke detector and a battery. Listen, brother, the next time you call me with that twisted smoke detector going on, it's almost a part of, it's like music to your ears at this point.
I don't really hear it anymore. I go to sleep, you know, whatever. But, we have a prayer group that they're like, hey, Brother John, you got to deal with that, all right? Yeah.
It's torture, my brother. All right. Bless you.
So this is a confirmation. So I will deal with that. But praise the Most High for your elders. You know, I really appreciate y'all. If you seen me, you would know me. Junior John from Jersey. But I really appreciate the elders. You know, keep your hands to the plow, because that's how I came in. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
I ran on your videos. You know. I ran on y'all like that, boom. And if you were not doing the work, I would have never came in. So I really appreciate y'all like that. I really do. And
thank you, my brother.
Keep it moving. Keep it moving. I love
y'all.
Thank
you, my brother.
You know.
Thank you.
And Most High willing, I will see y'all this Passover. Most High willing.
You'll see me before that. I'm coming to Jersey before that. But change. Get rid of that thing.
Okay.
Bless you. My brother. I'm the same way.
All right, my brother.
All right.
Tell a while.
Lord, have mercy. All right. We're almost done. I'm going to go down the line. Ben has a comment.
How you doing, Elder?
I am blessed by the Almighty, and his name is Ahaya. I'm blessed by the best. Talk to
me. Yes, sir. Great lesson tonight. Great lesson tonight. I love the connections that you made with you know, pretty much the Ukrainians and the Ish people that's over there in Israel, pretty much being the same people. And
absolutely, in a nutshell.
I had the question that I had is like, what ties do you think that this has with those Ukrainians being Nazis at the same time? because, you know, a lot of them are descendants of Nazis, and they still pretty much practicing a lot of that Nazihood stuff that's over there. And they are
okay,
like a lot of the.
Hey, brother, I'm going to drop something on you, right? There's the ideology of the Nazis that the media would have us buy into and understand, right? And that's the version of what the media would like us to understand when it comes to Nazism, right? But it has a more esoteric root, okay, when it comes to a mystery secret religion under Satan.
Okay.
And what we have to stop doing is trying to claim or think that Nazism is a scenario of a group that just hates certain people and all these others. No, it's religious. Ain't, don't forget the swastika and all that. You can find that in ancient Babylon. You can find that in different parts of India under secret religions. It's really worshiping Satan in plain sight with their symbolism. See, for those who understand what Nazism is, isn't going to look at National Geographic, not National Geographic, but time and life history on Nazis in Germany. People act as if the religion of Nazism came with Hitler, when really it was an introduction to the satanic religion that are followed by the occultists and bringing it out into plain sight so the whole world can understand, right? So the whole world can actually embrace the secret religion being worshipped politically in plain sight, in a nutshell. Nazism isn't what they're claiming it is. It's really part of a secret religion that those on either side of it agree and worship together behind closed doors. It's a satanic ideology.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand that
okay.
too. But that's really, I mean, with the connection that you were making with them being the same people and them embracing this so much. And another thing I wanted to ask you about is, I know you've probably been seeing it on social media and all that about the all these, you know, these ish celebrities that's so angry about us not so-called supporting them enough or to their liking.
Okay, in a nutshell, you're talking about, and I had something to say on that the other week about Michael Rappaport, this actor, all right, is coming out saying that they're not going to forget that black people isn't supporting a war between them and Palestine and all that, as if he has some beef, some axe to grind with our people who are suffering over here. I could just use that for an example. Like, it doesn't matter, even when we do nothing at all and aren't bothering anyone, it's an issue. And I need people to understand this. He's angry because we don't take a side with his side in a war that has nothing to do with our people. And that lets
and
you
it's
know.
Almost,
I'm, what,
it's
this
almost
what,
like
I'm
he's...
Wanted,
they, go ahead.
This is what I wanted to point out on that. Just him in particular. Okay? Just him in particular. Why continually draw us in to something we have nothing to do with and make it seem like we hate your people for not doing anything? That doesn't even make sense. So the whole deal is this. If you feel a need and feel so passionate about what's going on over there, don't try to take it out on us. Get suited up and go join the army over there and fight the war for your people. What does that have to do with us? If you're so passionate about that, what are you arguing with us for? Arguing with our people over here about? If you're passionate, I'm sure you can go to Israel, throw on some fatigues, and go fight if you're that passionate for the cause of your people. See, but what it is you have to understand, it's the moral ground that comes with us being the children of Israel. Usually, you have to have a moral footing before an offense against another place. And right now, they don't have the moral backing in the earth. Him in particular. And they need us to have our cause attached to what he's concerned about.
That's what I was getting to. It's like they feel like they need our approval to be morally correct or to feel some type, to feel actually to feel good about it, or give us, like, we need to give them the A-okay to pretty much steal our land, you know, and that's really.
Well, it comes down to a quid pro quo, right? If anything, politically, they've taught us that, you know, what you do for me, I'll do for you, right? So you can support us right here to let us know, and that gives us what? That gives us the drive to support what you have someplace else and what's going on with you. So if you support me in the cause of what's going on with our people, which is what? Reparations across the board for our people who've suffered and built America, right? Because, of course, mm-hmm. you can agree with that with all the money that Ukraine and Israel have gotten since 1948, even Holocaust survivors or whatever the case is. So you can agree with financial restitution when your people have suffered politically under the oppression of another people. So since we can relate there, give us what you've received and you'll have an ally. It's simply that simple. You'll have an ally, at least on that level, to say, you know what? Y'all truly care about the cause of the lost tribe of Israel in America. And through that, we can discuss how now our people can be in a position now to support you. But our people are struggling and suffering. We're not in a position to think about supporting anyone while we're struggling. So they really want to fix this. If anything, from 1948 on, they've given us the example of how to help a people who've been politically destroyed by the dominant society or by someone who would look to genocide them and others based on their religious beliefs and who they are ethnically. So the examples are out there. So if you really want some support, give us what you receive from others. Give us
support. Yeah, you're right.
Give us the same support you receive when people came after you, and then, you know, we'll have some, you'll have our people who are in a position now, not suffering, not trying to find out whether or not they can pay their bills. Now we're in a position to look at whether or not we should help other people. Right?
Yeah.
That sounds fair.
Well, I just wanted to say great lesson, though. You know, stay encouraged, brother. I've been with the church or following the church. I'm not with the church, but I've been following the church for over 10 years, and I live in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So I wish there was a church here. But, you know, keep doing the work. I'm a Patreon member. I haven't been able to get into the academy. I'm a truck driver, so I'm kind of busy on the days, and I can't really follow on the computer.
Well, brother, but again, even if you are a truck driver, whatever the case is, you have access to the lessons 24 hours a day. So that day, just because you're not present in that class, doesn't mean you can't, you're missing some serious information. You can still look at it, you know, at your own convenience. Right?
Yeah. Okay. Right. Yeah, I'll try to get into that sooner or later, as soon as my money get right. Right now I'm a little struggling. This is my slow season, but I definitely will be getting in there soon. Well, thanks, brother.
Well,
I appreciate all the work you guys do.
Okay, let me put down your number. Put down your number. All right. Ben, right?
Yep. I've called before back on the Peace FM days, like maybe 7-8 years ago.
Oh, my goodness. My brother, I'm going to write you down and see what we can do. Because I don't believe anybody should be missing the academies and what we got coming up here. Because the Most High, I'm going to tell you, the Most High is opening up all types of understanding right now. And I don't think anyone should be on the outside of what's being dropped right now as far as, you know, in a class setting, right? Okay, Ben, we're going to reach out and see what we can do to help, right?
All right, thank you, Elder. Appreciate it.
My brother.
All right.
Yeah. So how are you going to come off and go on Instagram mad at what our people aren't doing? I'm like, boy. The gall of some of these people. It is, we're suffering. You see our communities is in tatters, totally destroyed. And mad because we're not supporting something that have nothing to do with our people. G has a comment.
Shalom.
Shalom, how are
Shalom. You? I'm doing well. Thank you for asking, Elder Bacar. My name is G. I'm calling out of the DMV area, the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area. And yeah. I had a question and a comment. My first question was, my only question was, is there a gathering of Christ Church here in the DMV area?
Yeah, it is.
Would you be able to, is that something you can give me all over the online or?
Well, what I can do is I can put down your number here. Hold on.
Okay. I want to shout out that brother too with that song, man. That song is still in my spirit too. I thought
oh,
I
yeah,
let
he brought
you
it.
Know. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
I write
it's
music, so I felt that.
Okay.
But
okay.
My comment was it's just like a whole lot of weird stuff going on, and sometimes I could feel like I'm the only one seeing it. You know what I'm saying? And then sometimes I don't want to say too much because you say something to the wrong person. And you don't know if you could trust them and all type of stuff like that. But I heard one of the sisters a couple of days ago. I was listening, and one of the sisters was saying she hear this like bell or like this bong type thing, you know. And like every few days, it's like I hear like a boom outside, you know. And I'm like, what is that, you know? And Helicopters. I live close to Andrews Air Force Base, but I have never seen, it's like helicopters and planes is constantly patrolling. Like right now, I'm looking out my window right now, and helicopters. You know, I don't know what they're expecting.
If I was you, I would probably make sure you take your phone and just make sure you just, you know, document some of this.
Yeah.
You know, document it. Therefore, you know, if we need some insight of what's going on, we'll have some proof, especially if something is looking entirely different than what we're used to seeing, right? So make sure you document these and send some of that to us.
I will. I'm noticing like one of the, I can't remember which person was talking about it, but it seemed like a lot of, and nothing against Northern Kingdom, but it's like, a super duper influx. I'm seeing a whole lot of people with these light green vests on everywhere. I'm like I feel like I'm on a movie set or something. I'm like, what is going on? You know,
hey.
It's scary to a certain extent. But at
I'm
the
gonna
same,
let you
go ahead. Go ahead. Sir.
No, I'm gonna let you round it off. But I do got to get a next call because I need dinner. But outside of that, let me say this. I gave Jermaine your phone number, and he's going to call you, okay? I gave him your number. He's going to call you, all right?
That sounds good. Thank you.
All right.
Shalom.
All right. I apologize. I haven't eaten anything all day today, and, you know, I'm definitely going to get a meal. It has to happen. Carol has a comment.
Hello, Elder. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you, Carol. Where are you from?
Okay, I'm Carol. I'm with the Dallas body, and what an honor and a privilege to speak with you. And I just wanted
the privilege is all mine.
Certainly. So I just wanted to call, and number one, I wanted to just thank you for sharing that written testimony. It was very, you know, very heartwarming and touching, and I'll definitely be praying for that brother, you know, along with all of our brothers and sisters in this struggle. So thank you for sharing that. It was very, very edifying, very edifying.
Hey,
and
it's inspiring. And, you know, and usually when we look at what we're dealing with on a regular basis, sometimes we take for granted the blessings that most I've given us, and in comparison, what other people struggle through to get here. to get to the point of where we are now and follow. Look where he found the truth at under those circumstances. It was humbly, and on top of being humbly, it, you know, it's time that we begin to appreciate and not, you know, because sometimes we can become entitled, ungrateful.
Yeah.
So we can always reflect back to scenarios like this brother's going through and saying, you know what, doesn't matter what I'm going through. It's not that bad. Okay. Look at what this brother is struggling through, and look how appreciative he is to be totally set free to actually live the rest of his life out, no matter where it is, for the Most High to deliver the gospel, even in prison. Inspired.
Yep. Very much so. Yeah, that's where it is. And you know, I really have a heart, you know, for our people, as like you, you know, and so many others. But for some of our people, it really bothers me that a lot of our people feel like they've achieved and they've come up in society and they feel like they don't care about the plight of our people, and it really bothers me that, you know, they can, you know, live in this life with this little that this world has to offer and not see and realize, you know, the struggles that, you know, our people go through. And, you know, because for me, you know, it's like if any of our people, you know, are being oppressed, then we all are. You know, that's how I feel. So anyway, that was I just really have a heart for the people. And the other thing, I'll be brief. I know you got to go. But my daughter sent me a clip. I believe it was from Instagram just yesterday, which so coincides with your subject for tonight, the immigration and the Ukrainians. And it was really, in a way, it was kind of funny, but then it really wasn't. It just showed you exactly, you know, what's going on, everything that you've been teaching, you know, and sharing about what the end of this is going to be with this immigration, is that, you know, our people in Chicago, I'm like, oh, my goodness, on this clip, it's like our people in Chicago, you know it's bad when they're crying out for Trump. I'm like, what? I mean, this was a real political scenario where, you know, they were. I wish I could send you that clip. I was trying to figure out a way I could send it to you.
I've seen it. It's like a complete 180.
You saw it?
That's how I know they're messing with it. At the first, it was Trump, anything but Trump. If we do Trump, it's the end of it. And now, 180.
Yeah, I was like, what? I'm like, I'm sure they all probably voted for Biden.
Yeah.
But now they're like crying out for Trump. I'm like, Trump?
Check it out.
Lord, that is crazy.
Check this out. Not that I'm for either one. I'm for Christ. But one thing that you cannot argue with is numbers. There was more black businesses created during the time before COVID and up to COVID and through COVID for our people than at any time since the history of our people hitting the shores of America.
Wow.
So you know they said, we gotta do something about this because we were on our way up. And silently what was going on is they didn't realize that we were actually moving as far as upward mobility with finances, especially not just black women, but black men too.
Right.
It's like, hold on, we need a reset. So when they put Biden in place, it seemed like everything that was put in place, every legislation was meant to knock us backward from any progression we made up until that point. It seems as if that's what was going on in hindsight. And now here we are.
Let
me tell you. You're right. Sister, by the time Trump get in position, if he's put in position,
uh-huh.
what, for the next election? It's going to be too late for the next administration to do anything to fix what has happened between the last 4 years. Impossible.
Yep.
And they're going to make sure that it's even going to be even worse now than before the election.
Right.
Okay, so, and don't be surprised. Don't be surprised if a new thing come up that would lead to mail-in ballots again. Watch. Here we go.
Wow.
Just say.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for taking my call. That's all I had to say. Hopefully I'll get a chance to meet you face-to-face one of these days.
Oh, absolutely. You're my sister. Bless you.
Good night. All right.
Good night. All right. Kiki. Yes, Kiki.
Hello, Elder. I have a comment and a question. I'm doing fine. My comment is, it's me and my husband's first time in the academy, and we love it. There, I mean, it's just like, give us more. And my husband, like, he works, so when he come in, he'd be like, do you know how good that feel? Like, he was like, last night he watched it over, he was like, I looked over and you were asleep. I said, because I watched it before you did. But I'm telling you, you got to watch that, because every time I watch something, I learn something so much more, and it humbles me more to know that even through the darkest times, there's light. And I really do appreciate what you guys do, because there's nothing more like it out there. And I followed you a long time ago, but I kind of fell off. And I went to somebody else, and I woke up one morning and I said, no, I got to go back to GLCC. That's where I need to be. And so ever since then, I have not swayed, and I have my whole family, even down to my baby. He listens to it, and I know that this is where I need to be, and I really do thank you guys for it.
And all praise to the Most High.
Yes, and then I wanted to ask, I had a message about getting baptized and getting into the church, but I haven't heard anything back.
Okay, what city you're in?
Washington State.
Oh, okay, you can do that. Let's see, hold on. I made a mistake here, hold on. Quincy, I hit you by mistake. Washington State, that would be Elder Yurok. No, I know he's over here somewhere monitoring things. Elder Yurok. All right. Your name is Kiki. All right. Washington State. All right. I have your phone number here. You don't mind me giving him the number, right?
No, sir.
All right. Now, you said that you was following us initially, and you started following another group. Who was that?
So it wasn't like another group. So my mom's husband is a pastor.
Okay.
And when I started to follow you guys, I never swayed. Like, I would keep the Sabbath, but I wasn't into the Bible and I wasn't listening. And then I had found a young man that was on YouTube.
Okay.
And I was listening to him, but then I went to sleep and I was just like, something. I woke up the next morning and I told my husband, I said, something don't seem right, because what he was teaching didn't make sense to me. Like, reading the Bible, just reading the Bible and to be baptized. And I was like, well, that doesn't make sense to me. And I told my husband, I said, I'm not doing this. I'm going back to GLCC. And I was going to you, and I was still trying to, and I said, no, I won't do that. And I let my husband know, we stay with GLCC, because when we vary off to other people, then we're confused and we don't know what's right. And when you do that, and I feel like when you do that and you have younger kids, you're only, you're doing it to yourself, but you're also bringing them. and my baby's one. And he, one thing yeah. about it is, your song will come on and he'll sing it. And everybody in here will be amazed. But I know that you're the right place to be. And I thank you guys for everything that you guys do. And keep doing it, because so many more people is going to be blessed to have you guys out there showing them the way.
All praises. Thank you, sister. And welcome to the body. I gave Yurok your number, and he will be reaching out, okay?
All right. Have a wonderful night. Shalom.
Thank you. Shalom. I mean, what's an antichrist? I'm like, who in their right mind would tell others not to do and suggest they shouldn't do what Christ did before the Most High sent him on his ministry? Oh, no, you don't, only the devil could speak to a person and say, oh, no, don't, you're not supposed to do that. Oh, no, that's not a necessity. No, you don't need to do that. And see, and this is why when the Pharisees came to Christ and started trying to interrogate him based on who he was and what his ministry was about, Christ responded back with, I'll answer your question. I'll tell you who I am if you can answer this question. The baptism of John. That's in Mark, the fourth chapter, I think. The baptism of John, was that of man or was it from heaven? Because they didn't believe in the baptism. John was paving the way for Christ. And Christ confirmed that baptism, that it was right, by actually being baptized by John himself to show this is the only way into my kingdom. Okay? The new washings of the priest starts with this. And they sat there and looked and scratched their head like, hold up, if we say that it was from heaven, then he's going to respond back and say, well, why didn't you do it? Why didn't you follow John though? If you know it's from the same God you claim to serve. And if it's from man, they were afraid because John was recognized as a prophet, that the people would fall on them and not listen to them at all if they try to disrespect the reputation of John the servant. So they just went quiet and walked away. So that tells you in of itself the importance of the baptism. If Christ posed it as a question to those who denied it, is it from heaven or is it from man? That's the answer to that question. And when you come to a conclusion, you'll know what to do. Okay? How can you be out there suggesting to people that they shouldn't do what our leader said do? Are they greater than Christ? That's what an antichrist looks like. You want to know what an antichrist is? Those that will use the Bible to try to convince you to not do what he did. Joyce, 510 area code.
Hello, Elder. How you doing?
Hello. How are you?
I'm blessed by the best in this name of Ohio.
I was asking
a question. I was baptized September 9th in Antioch by Deacon Lucas.
And, blessings. Welcome to the body.
Yeah, but I can't, I don't drive far, so because I was trying to find something closer, I'll get my grandkids to take me out there.
Okay.
My family are following because I introduced them to it, my god sister Nidra, and
absolutely,
my daughter Kendall, she just called in. My grandson got baptized. My daughter got baptized. My daughter-in-law got baptized September 9th. And my daughter called in about the baptism, Kendall, that she did earlier. So what I would like Yeah, it's nice. You guys are just phenomenal. And I know this is the truth. So I would like to pay for all my grandkids and stuff for the academy because I've been in it since. Okay if I pay for them and we cast it to the TV and watch it as a group. Is that okay or no?
Well, let's do this.
All of us to have it.
Okay, well, let's do this. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let me write this down.
Mm-hmm.
1 second.
Okay.
Okay, your name is Joyce.
Yes.
Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Let me just take this. We'll call you tomorrow. What is the best time to call you? And we can discuss how we can do this with your family. What is the best time?
Morning, mid-morning time is good. Morning time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to call you tomorrow and see what we can do for your family, all right?
Okay.
And thank you for your support in the Academy, and you're doing a great work. I can understand. I can understand the fervent spirit to have all your family sit down and take in the word, the excitement of it, and all. So I will give you a call. You know, we have serious rules because there's so many people looking to, that just break rules and mess the whole thing up for everyone. But
and
I'm going
to
see what we can
do
for your family. I understand. Thanks. Okay. Thanks for at least reaching out and letting us know what what you were interested in doing as far as being a part of the Academy and how you would like to do it. Somehow we can come to an equal medium. All right. So let me call you tomorrow and we'll talk about it. All right.
Okay. Thank you, Elder.
You're welcome. And thanks for all your support, Joyce. Bless you.
Okay. Shalawah. Mm-hmm.
Shalawah.
Good evening.
Robert has a question.
Shalom.
Shalom, Robert.
Hey, this is Robert. This is Robert.
Yeah, your phone is messed up a little bit here.
I got it. Shalom, brother.
Shalom, sir. I'm about to break down.
Yeah, I got it real quick. I followed you
yes.
guys. The blessing. I'm a white, third generational Indian Cherokee. My dad's mother was 100% Cherokee.
Okay.
I'm a white, you a white male veteran. I followed you guys for 7 years. I give the Most High God a higher through his son Yeshaya and your blessing, what he's shown me. I've been waking up these Christians. It's amazing.
Praise the Most High.
So, my testimony is so deep. Through this church, I left and it was bad. And my wife is in that church and I haven't been in that church like 8 years because I'm awake.
Praise the Most High.
And I'm in the Appleton, Wisconsin area.
Yeah.
And I don't know what kind of area you have a code close in Wisconsin.
Appleton, Wisconsin. And you could be reached at this number I'm looking at here that you have here.
Yes, sir. 920-637.
No. You'll be getting crank calls from now until Christ returns.
We'll
try. All right.
Okay.
Let me I'll write it down. Don't worry about it.
Yes, sir.
Wisconsin.
Yeah, if we could talk on a closed channel, you'd be amazed.
No, we're going to call you. I need to hear this testimony.
Oh, my God.
A matter of fact, let's make this a public testimony. I'll call you and I'll probably pull you in on Zoom or something. You can tell us what have you witnessed since witnessing with this truth.
Well,
I'm sure that would enlighten so many people.
Yeah, but I'm going to speak on the phone because some of this is deep words, within the church, somebody got, took his life and got a hold of you guys through Ahaya, and when I asked that pastor to pray with me, I wasn't sure, you know, so you got to call me.
Okay, I will call you, my brother. I'll call you, all right? Keep your head up. All
but
right,
sir,
I'm
active 9 to 2 in the mornings. I'm a veteran, so I do a lot of funerals for the deceased veterans.
Yeah.
So I'm doing one tomorrow and two Saturdays, so next week would be perfect.
Okay. Well, I'm going to call you, and we can arrange a time we can talk, all right?
Awesome, man.
Bless
Thank you so much. I've been trying to get a hold of you guys for years. And I've been following you in Philly, and then you were in London, weren't you?
Yeah, I was in London. I was in Manchester. Yes, I was at Peace FM. I was teaching Philadelphia.
You guys are deep. You guys deep, and I learned so much about what you said. Once you know the name and how you proved it, there's no J's. Ahaya. Once you know that name, Ahaya, that spirit is just the spirit's all over me right now.
Hey, it resonates. It's from here. It resonates to the throne of the Almighty. That's the name. That's the communicator. That's the name we use to resonate directly into the heavens. And the Most High listens, believe me.
And Ahaya through Christ, right?
Yeah. Ahaya. It's Ahaya. It's Ahaya Bahashim Yeshaya Wa Rawak. All right?
Yes, sir. Well, God bless you. And Ahaya through the Most High God, Hashem Yeshaya, call me.
I'm going to call you. Look at that.
Okay.
Bless you.
Thank you so much. Nice to see you, Elder.
Thank you. And you notice the Most High said, this gospel shall be taught throughout the whole earth. His name will be heard throughout the whole earth. Then the end shall come. Brothers and sisters, the Most High revealed the truth. With that, join the Hebrew and Bible Academy. We're ending it all for the next 2 weeks and starting a brand new one in about 3 weeks. And you don't want to miss this. So get in while there's still opportunity. The theme will be linking the precepts, and we're going to link this throughout all of the other records, even the extra biblical text. Come learn your book. With that, thank you, Elder Lawyer. Thank you, brothers and sisters. If I didn't answer the call, don't worry about it. I have a Patreon open line this coming Friday. Please be a part of that. With that, I'm going to say, may the Most High be with you. Stay prayed up, sin not. And keep in mind, the Most High is calling back the lost